Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back winning days on the podcast. My oh my, is it nice to say that. Can't believe the last 2 days it's barely been profitable, but I'll take it. Winning is better than losing. So let's recap the winning card for Sunday. Well, the NBA, I was terrible. I lose on the Heat plus the 14. I lose on the Mavericks minus the 2. They get destroyed at the Clippers. I lose on Oklahoma City minus the 8 in the nightcap. My lone winner, the Milwaukee Bucks got the job done, plus the 1.5, so I do cash a ticket in the NBA. Major League Baseball, I go 4-1. I cash on the Dodgers run line, minus the 1.5. I said they were going to have that breakout game, and they did that. They win 10-0. That was an easy winner. I continue to be hot on the Nerfies. After going 0-5 early in the week, I've now hit 5 straight. I cash on the A's and the Guardians, no runs in the first inning. I cash on the Brewers and the Cardinals, no runs in the first inning. I made a huge mistake with Arizona. Well, number one, Merrill Kelly got scratched. That didn't help me. I said I should have bet the Nerfy. I should have. That cashed. I could have bet the game run line. That cashed. But no, I had the first 5 run line in Arizona. So the one bet out of 3 that I ended up doing was the lone loser. So I lose on the D-backs in the first 5. Then I cash on the Philadelphia Phillies on the run line, minus the 1.5. They get the job done against the White Sox. So I go 5-4 for the day, have a winning day, and now we'll look to make it 3 straight here on the podcast. Little housekeeping before I get to the card here. Coda Capper Kyle will actually be in for me on Monday night. Tuesday's his birthday, so feel free to reach out there on Twitter and say happy birthday to Coda Capper Kyle on Tuesday. So once again, he'll be in my seat on Monday night. Now, let's get to the card for Monday. We started the NBA, and I believe in flip the script type things, right? And all 3 of the games tonight, obviously the home team won and covered in game 1. So I'm going to take the dog in all 3. And you can probably wait on these lines because they'll likely steam up a little bit. Game number 1, I'm on the Orlando Magic plus the 5.5 at the Cleveland Cavaliers. Game number 2, I'm on the Philadelphia 76ers plus the 5.5 at the New York Knicks. And game 3, I'm on the LA Lakers plus the 7.5 at the Denver Nuggets. Game 2, you're going to have a lot of intensity there trying to avoid going down 0-2. So yes, I like the dogs here on Monday night. Next up on the card, we got a Major League Baseball. I have 2 Nerfies on the card, so let's start right there. It's an afternoon game at Yankee Stadium. I'm going to take the Oakland Athletics and the New York Yankees at the minus 115. So J.P. Sears goes for Oakland. Last 2 starts, he has pitched a total of 11 1/3 innings, given up just 1 run and just 3 hits against the Rangers and Cardinals. Add in the fact, a little extra motivation here. He's a former Yankee, and the Yankees rank 18th in OPS against lefties. Carlos Rodon gets the call for New York, a 3.66 ERA in the season. Not the best whip, though, with a 1.68, so that does concern me. But the A's rank 19th in OPS against lefties. They rank 29th in runs scored per game, so those are all good things for me. Rodon was one of the best pitchers in baseball in 2021 and 2022. Hopefully, he can find the old stuff in the first inning for me. Let's go. No runs in the first inning. Athletics and Yankees at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's another Nerfy. Almost pulled it off the card based on the price, but I'm trying to learn my lesson from that D-back Giant game on Sunday. Let's take the Detroit Tigers at the Tampa Bay Rays at the minus 145. So let's hope the juice is worth the squeeze here. Zach Little is on the hill tonight in St. Pete for the Rays. A 2.14 ERA on the season, a career 3.94 ERA. Three of his four starts have resulted in one or fewer runs allowed. The Tigers rank 27th in OPS against righties. That lines up nicely for me. Meanwhile, it's Tarek Skubal going for the Tigers, a 2.28 ERA on the season, and he's looking to bounce back from a subpar effort last out, allowing four runs against the Rangers, including one in the first to crush Minerfi. He's good. Rays are not so good against lefties, ranking 20th in OPS. So there we go. It's a Nerfy on the Tigers and the Rays at the minus 145. Please, no runs in the first.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Next up on the card, it's a first five run line. It's the Cincinnati Reds minus the half a run against the Philadelphia Phillies at a plus 130. So I'm playing this one on DraftKings because it's an alternate line and I want plus money on the Reds early in this game. So K-Machine Hunter Green is on the bump for the Reds. He's 0-1 on the season, a 4.35 ERA, and a 1.31 whip. Needed 98 pitches on Tuesday to get just 12 outs at Seattle. He only gave up one run, but he labored mightily in that one. Prior to that, he was hit hard, giving up 7 runs to the Brewers over 6 innings of baseball. The Phillies ranked 25th in OPS against righties, so that does give me a little hope. Meanwhile, it's Ranger Suarez towing the rubber for the Phillies in this one. A wonderful 1.73 ERA and a 0.77 whip on the season. Complete game shutout last time out against the Rockies. He tossed 6 scoreless innings against the Pirates in the start prior to that. Suarez had a 4.18 ERA last season, so this is a regression spot at a hitter-friendly park. The Reds rank 11th in OPS against lefties. So I'll take Cincinnati today in the first five on the run line. Give me the Reds minus the half a run against the Phillies at the plus 130. And if I had not been betting that first five run line, I probably would play that one as a Nerfy as well. But I don't want to be cheering against myself in the same game. So I avoided playing the Nerfy on that one. So once again, I'm on the Reds minus the half a run in the first five. Next up, a run line that makes no sense, but I'm going to bet it. It's the Minnesota Twins minus the 1.5 on the run line against the Chicago White Sox at a plus 124. So this is a plug-your-nose type of play. I'm backing a pitcher with an 8.36 ERA and a team that ranks 28th in runs scored to win by 2 or more runs. I'm not proud of this bet, but I have FOMO. I'll be honest, I have FOMO, fear of missing out. I don't want to be the only guy not cashing tickets at the White Sox expense. Yes, they're having a miserable season. I need to take advantage of that. So give me the Minnesota Twins on the run line, minus the 1.5 against the White Sox at the plus 124. Yeah, plus money betting against the White Sox. That shouldn't even happen, but it is the Twins, so watch out. Next up on the card, similar type of play. It's another run line bet. I'm on the San Diego Padres, minus the 1.5 at the Colorado Rockies. This one's at a minus 118. So Dylan Cease has looked like the 2022 Dylan Cease so far this year. A 1.99 ERA and a 0.93 whip for the Padres. So let's fade the Rockies again with Austin Gomber on the hill. Let's go Padres, minus the 1.5 at Colorado, once again at the minus 118. So then a couple plays here. Coda Camper Kyle sent in. He has 4 plays he likes here for Monday. He's on the Cincinnati Reds, plus the 102 against Philadelphia. So we are aligned on that one. I like that play. He's on the Milwaukee Brewers, plus the 110 at Pittsburgh. A little scared to bet into Pittsburgh there. They've been on a little bit of a losing skid, so I don't know if I'd play the Brew Crew or not, but he's on the Brewers anyway, plus the 110 at Pittsburgh. He likes the Toronto Blue Jays, minus the 110 at Kansas City. I wavered on that pick. I'm not sure about the pitching matchup there. Could be low scoring, could be high scoring. Just didn't have a pulse on that game for me, but he likes the Blue Jays. Then on the nightcap, he has Baltimore and the LA Angels under the 8.5 at a minus 109. Could be a good pitching matchup too. We'll find out. So those are the four plays he's added here that he wanted me to share with everyone out there. So now let's recap my card for Monday. Can I make it three straight winning days? Well, hopefully, and hopefully I can eke out just a little more profit than the last 2 days. In the NBA, give me all the underdogs. I'm on Orlando, plus the 5.5 at Cleveland. I'm on Philadelphia, plus the 5.5 at New York. I'm on the LA Lakers, plus the 7.5 at Denver. Yeah, give us some good competitive basketball games in this playoff bracket. How about that? Major League Baseball, Nerfy. I'm on the Oakland A's and the New York Yankees, minus the 115. I'm on the Detroit Tigers and the Tampa Bay Rays. Nerfy, no runs in the first at the minus 145. First five run line, I'm on the Cincinnati Reds, minus the half a run against the Philadelphia Phillies, plus money at the plus 130. Run line, I'm on the Minnesota Twins, minus the 1.5 against the Chicago White Sox at the plus 124. Run line, I'm on the San Diego Padres, minus the 1.5 at the Colorado Rockies at the minus 118. So that's my card for a Monday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.